Today, July 14th, is the feast day of Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, called the Lily of the Mohawks. She was born in the year 1656 in what is now Auriesville, New York. Her name, Tekakwitha, is the Indian name which means putting things in order or putting things in their proper place. And she certainly did that in her life by putting God always first and then the love of her people. She was born just 10 years after the martyrdoms of the great Jesuit, St. Isaac Jogues, and his companions who were badly tortured, abused, and killed for their faith. And it's so true that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. The blood of the North American martyrs watered the soil of America, and out grew the beautiful Lily of the Mohawks, Blessed Kateri. Her mother was a convert to the Catholic faith. Her mother was an Algonquin Indian. She was baptized in Quebec, but then she was captured during an Iroquois raid and carried off to New York, where she married a pagan Mohawk chief. They had two children, Kateri and her brother. Kateri lost her mother, father, and brother when she was 4 years of age. They all died of the smallpox epidemic that ravaged the village at the time. She survived, but her face was badly disfigured and remained disfigured her entire life. She lost half of her sight as well because of the effects of smallpox. She had to be raised by her aunt and uncle, who were rather brutal to her. But she was able to meet some Jesuits who would visit their home and teach the gospel. They instructed her in the Catholic faith. She was baptized on Easter Sunday in the year 1676. Her uncle and aunt had wanted her to marry a Mohawk brave, but something in her heart told Kateri that she had to be devoted to God alone. She had this inner sense of consecrating her virginity to the Lord. When she was baptized in the Easter of 1676, she took the name Catherine, or Kateri, after her patron saint, St. Catherine. To try to live the Catholic faith in one of the tribes was very difficult. There was much opposition. She wanted to obey the rule of not working on Sunday, not doing any manual labor. And so for that reason, she was persecuted. She was given no food whatsoever on Sunday because she would not work. The other children would make fun of her because she was a Christian, because she prayed the rosary. Many times they would spit on her. They would throw stones at her when she walked down the street. Her spiritual director, one of the Jesuits, told her that it wasn't safe for her to stay in that particular village and that tribe, and so they told her to go to Montreal, the outskirts of Montreal, where there were groups of Indians that had become Catholic, where she could freely practice her religion. So he gave her a letter of introduction. She walked 200 miles to this Christian village. The letter said to the priest there, "I send you a treasure, guard her well." She spent 3 years in this missionary village under the spiritual direction of the Jesuits. There she made her first Holy Communion. She was able to attend daily Mass, make regular visits to the Blessed Sacrament. She woke up every morning at 4 o'clock and prayed in the church for a couple of hours. Usually attended 2 daily Masses each day. Was able to pray the rosary every day and spent her time going around the village visiting the elderly and the sick and then teaching children the catechism. In the year 1679, she made a formal vow of virginity to dedicate her life to God, which is really unheard of among the Indians, to dedicate oneself to the life of virginity. Again, there was much opposition, but she in her faith persevered until the end. She died at the young age of 24 in the year 1680 with the words, "Jesus, I love you," on her lips. She died on the outskirts of Montreal. The priest who was there tells us that as soon as she died, her face became beautiful. All the scars of the smallpox disappeared and her face became radiantly beautiful. And countless people came to see her body. And the devotion to her began to spread. And she was responsible, through the grace of God, for countless converts to the faith through her intercession. She was beatified on the 300th anniversary of her death in the year 1980 by Pope John Paul II. So she is the first Native American Indian to be beatified. So I encourage you, if you have a chance, to go to New York to visit the Shrine of the North American Martyrs, to visit the Shrine of Blessed Kateri. Her perseverance in the faith in the midst of persecution is such an inspiration. And despite her difficulties, her loneliness, her isolation, she did not give up her faith. So she is the patron saint of the North American Indians. And she's also the patron saint of fast food orders and to-go orders and carry-out orders, because some people call her Kateri, take it with you. And so she's the patron saint. So we say, Saint Kateri, pray for us.